put it on the screen. Felt a shift to go back and just touch because of what happened on Sunday night. So many times we get excited about what God does, and then by Tuesday or Wednesday, we kind of really just kind of overlook what we just accepted, received the week of. And I just feel strongly that God wants to wet our taste buds again in who we are. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture and I'm going to let you be seated. Acts chapter 1. And verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for ye to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. I'm going to stop right there. You put your Bible down. I want you to look at your neighbor before you're seated and tell them, you just thought you knew. Hallelujah. You just thought you knew. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. I'm going to head back into that place of just talking and just following the Holy Ghost. This afternoon I was sitting there and I was reading the Word of God. And it was very unique. It was, how can I say it? It was just bum-fuzzling to me because I'd set the Bible down. Nothing was in my hands, and I was just had my eyes closed, and I'm sitting there. And in my vision, if I could say it that way, I saw the word what with a comma, how with a comma, where with a comma, and why. I want us to think about that. What? Well, how? Where's that happening at? And why would that happen today? As I sat there and just began to ponder on that, I said, no, God, you got to help me out. There's three questions or four questions there. What, how, when, where, why? I just kept on adding to it. I said, what is this? It's not for us to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. There was a very directness there, and I'm going back because I'm basing this thought tonight off of this. On Sunday night, there was a new beginning. I want to pause and just talk a little bit. Church, there is a place that we've got to move into. It doesn't matter how long God has talked to us. Doesn't matter how long God has given us the word and we've heard the preaching of the word from the book of Acts, the first chapter, the second chapter. Probably no one in this building has not heard or read Acts, the first chapter at some point in your life. But God chooses the most unique ways to talk to us. The new beginnings is bringing something that will bring new vision, new power, new understanding, not just a normal place where we are used to living at. But I am going to reminisce some scripture tonight that we've heard, but ye shall receive power. Not when you think you are, but after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses. I want to pause there. How many of you have received the Holy Ghost as the Spirit gives the utterance? Come on now. If you're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. It's going to be light tonight, but it's going to be good. Come on. I don't want to have to push you tonight. If you'll just flow with me, we'll just get there quickly. Something happens when we receive the Holy Ghost, but there's one thing that the Holy Ghost has begun dealing with me about as a pastor. There is a process that we are supposed to be and supposed to be. He didn't say it that way in the book of Acts. But when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria. But he didn't stop there. He said all the world or all the earth to the uttermost parts. We know what happened on the day of Pentecost in the introduction here. There was a sound from heaven, but I want to go back to where I started. We are asked of God. He told the disciples, he told everybody, and Peter got up and began to preach it. When you receive the Holy Ghost, not only is it something that's called an experience, but it is a new beginning. It is supposed to be a transformation. If I understand the word of God, it's something about I've got to rearrange my life and I've got to take my hands off my life and give my life to God. But there's got to be a reflection of the Holy Ghost that flows through me. Acts 2 and 38, we know Peter said, repent, I'm moving quickly. Matthew 28, 19, go you therefore in all to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. And we could go through all these scriptures for the sake of time. Mark 16 and 16, Luke 24, 44 through 49. Very quickly, John 3, 1 through 8, on we go. I'm getting to this verse here because this is where I want to focus. Isaiah 28 and 10. Isaiah 28 and 10. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. I believe that there's a place that the church is at now where God is desiring for us to have a visitation on a daily basis. Not because of somebody else's relationship with God, but because of my own and your own. And I believe that God wants to allow the reflection of the Holy Ghost to move out of us into other people. It's beautiful when we can be something that God intended us to be. I preached on this not long ago, and I actually taught around some of this area, but I believe there's a great commission that in this new era, this new beginning that the church is being born into in 2022, it's not just simply a word. As the pastor of this beautiful, powerful church, I am honored, but I want to make a statement very clear tonight. Just because you had it yesterday don't mean you've got it today. Hello? Just because we had it on Sunday night don't mean it's going to work tomorrow morning. It's something called a new beginning. I've got to change my process of thinking. I've got to change my way of functioning. I've got to give God all of me so that he can give me all of him. Felt a little blow right there. There's something that's so beautiful about God. I kind of got to laughing about this word and the way it was presented here in the scripture line upon line. But I love that part, here a little and there a little. God desires to give us a little bit over here. And then he desires to give us a little bit more over here. But I got to get from there to here before I can get to there. Well, some of y'all looking at me like I lost it. I'm going to tell you what I'm telling somebody. God's already desired for you to have an intercession prayer meeting since Sunday night, but the flesh has refused to listen to the Spirit. New beginnings can never be a new beginning until the things of the old are set aside and say, I'm going to move into a place that I've never been before.
Brother McClain, you're just trying to preach what the preacher said on Sunday night. No, I'm not either. New beginning and a transformation of a church, God is saying, I'm ready to fill it up. But I can't do it without somebody that's willing to set it up and to put it in place and let the new beginning start. In the Old Testament, we find the tabernacle plan. Bishop preached about it Sunday morning, I believe. The altar, the brazen altar, the laver of water, the Ark of Covenant. New Testament, I'm talking about things about the spiritual place, but where we've got to move into that we can help others. I'm challenged tonight to give this church this ultimatum. There is a new beginning that has started, but God is desiring for us to move into a place spiritually that will rock our city. How does that happen? It's not just going to be with Sunday School Church. It's not just going to be with Power Hour. It's not with just inviting somebody to come to church. It's more than that. It's our day-to-day living. It's our presentation of who we are. When I say I'm a child of God, am I giving the reflection of God through my life, through my voice, through my eyes, through my mouth? Help us, Jesus. Every part of me sees something that's brand new. I plopped in that chair and started rocking this afternoon, and he said, new beginning, new beginning. Don't ask what no more. Quit asking how anymore. Quit talking to me and asking me where and why, because I've already told you it's inside of you. It's part of you. I want to be everything to you. Repentance is a New Testament commandment. Hello? I said it's a commandment. I'm going to ask you a question. Did you repent today? Ooh, help us, Jesus. Felt a flag fly up right there. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2 and 37, Acts 17 and 30. And at the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So this is bouncing around the bushes. Well, you better believe it is, because God is wanting us to change some things. That new beginning, whether we like it or not, started on Sunday night, and I refuse to let that die, because it's got to be molded into our lives. God, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to strive for it. But God winked at it. But now he commands us to ask for forgiveness every day. Baptism in Jesus' name in the New Testament commandment, Acts 10 and 48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Is that right? That's the word. That's not a religion. That's the word of God. Therefore, he commands us to repent. He commands us to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Then pray they him to tarry certain days. There's something about the baptism of the Holy Ghost that will rock the city. There's a melancholy, or should I say just a quietness in the spirit. We become tired in our flesh, so we allow ourselves to become tired in the spirit. That's not the direction God has for the church in this last hour. This church is crumbling, not crumbling, this world is crumbling. The church is going to go up. But we've got to get together as a body and say, God, I'm a part of the new beginning. I told you I'm not going to be long tonight, because I'm going to say what I need to say and shut up. Because it's something, we got to move out orthodox messages. We got to move out some things that's called traditionalism. And we've got to go back to saying, God, when I walk in the house of God, I can be dragging. But that same new beginning you started on Sunday night on the 13th of 22. Was it 14th? 14th. I was a day early. Praise God, I wanted it that bad. What you started there, I'm not going to let it die, even though I'm weary. I can be weary, but I can still be in line with what is a new beginning. I can still say tomorrow at work, I can't hardly walk, I got cramps, I'm tired in my body, but God's still on the throne. God's still ready. God loves you. God wants you. God desires you. Hallelujah. We're not once saved, always saved. I had a man ask me one time, he said, why aren't you once saved, always saved? I said, well, I don't know about you, but I said, I think the Bible only tells us there was one that was perfect. There was only one human being that was perfect. That was Jesus Christ. I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not like all you other folks. I fall every day. I got to have help. I've got to repent. I got to be baptized in the Holy Ghost again. Repentance in these verses of Scripture tells us, repent. Repentance is the first step towards God for mankind to be born. But you know what I like about repentance? Repentance is the first step of faith. Repentance is the first step to a new beginning. I'm just kind of pounding a little bit because I believe the Holy Ghost is wanting to let us know that when you can get up every morning, I'm giving a challenge tonight. I'm not giving any kind of rebuke. I'm giving a challenge because that new beginning is something that I'm telling you, some of you say, I can't talk to people. No, you can't talk to them. You buy a brand new car and you work hard for it and I just drive out there and just smack the hood. Put a big old dent in it, what you going to say? I can't talk to him. Bless him, Jesus. You order that special meal and I just walk over and just squirt ketchup all over the top of it. Well, praise the Lord, that's pastor. I don't believe a word of that. You might be a Christian, but you're going to drop all Christianity, honey. Repentance is the most beautiful step towards getting faith and walking with God. We're going to be put in situations when God wants to see if we're truly repentant. Because the outcome and the expression of who we are comes out. Our mouth becomes open and the excuse is demolished because then we talk. You got that big 800 Mercedes or whatever they call them, big fancy rides, that 150,000, 200,000. Maybe you got a Rolls Royce out there, and I just walk out there and just kick it. Well, I can't talk to him. We got to drop some of this stuff. It's called traditional stuff. Baptized in his name, baptized in the word, baptized in the burying, and Bishop talked about it, the blood and the water and those things that's got to happen. But I'm going to tell you something. There's got to be a personal baptism in Jesus' name every day within our spirit because we're stepping out by faith. God, I'm not going to live in this world and let the world carry me. But I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Spirit of God. How many was it on the day of Pentecost? We know there was 3,000 plus that received the Holy Ghost. And I'm just holding on to this. I'm winding down quick. Told you. Some of you are going to take two breaths and pass smooth out. I'm going to have to raise you from the dead tonight. If there was 3,000 that prayed through on the day of Pentecost, they didn't have phones. They didn't have laptops. They didn't have iPads. Most of them didn't even have a Bible. Someone told me just recently, this week in fact, they said, Brother McLean, people are so hard. People's got walls up. They just, you can't witness to them. I said, really? I said, that's interesting. I said, how many people commit suicide every day? How many people overdose every day? How much alcohol is sold every day in America? Why? Because they're trying to drown themselves into something
because they know not of.
The good news tonight is that new beginning has a part of you. That new beginning, God wants to take and transform you and take away your inability to talk to people. But he wants to give you a sensibility, a sensitiveness that you, when you're around them people, the Holy Ghost flows out. Let me give you something beautiful. What would happen if you're flowing in the Spirit when you go to get a meal to eat and you're standing in line and the Holy Ghost is running out of you and the person in line don't know what it is? Brother McLean, that's just a thought. That's just craziness. That's goofiness. Well, the Bible tells me that there shall be signs. The latter rain, excuse me. There's going to be signs that follow them that believe. But the latter rain is going to be greater than the former. Do you have enough faith to tell God, God, when I go to the grocery store, I'm going to be able to impact somebody just with my humming, amazing grace? Told somebody recently, I said, you know, I was going into a restaurant, had a great time, looking for a good salad, the opportunity to help somebody. Brother Gantz was joking with me today, and him and Zach was picking on me because lady was trying to move a table, and it was a big old marble table. That thing was squealing and screaming on the tile floor. They're both standing there looking at him, looking at her. I just went over and got one side of the table, picked it up, moved it over, and said, Lord bless you. And they start joking about it. They, oh, you big, big gentleman, you big stud muffin. And I'm picking on both of them, see, publicly from pulpit, because I got the mic now. Shaboom, got both of you. Let me tell you what's going on within this. It's a servitude that's got to come into the church. Because if a new beginning is truly going to become a new beginning, somebody's got to take where it was in the old time and how it used to be in your life and transform it into something brand new tonight. Bishop told me, he said, Pastor, he said, I really feel like you need to teach on Tuesday night. And I said, well, Bishop, you're here. You're a guest to us. We'll do whatever we want to do, whatever you want to do. I don't care. And the more I thought about this, the more I realized that the new beginning that's got to happen to the church has got to start now and not tomorrow. We just came out of one of the longest revivals this church has ever been a part of, other than A.D. Spears. We had one of the highest attendance records in the church. In the last 4 or 5 years, we had more guests in that revival in one single service at one time. Hello? It was 32 on a Sunday morning guests. First time guest was here. I know I'm on the air. But I'm looking across here tonight, and I'm looking at the crowd. It's pretty slim. And I'm like, God, what do we got to do? And it came back again. It's a new beginning. It's time for every one of us to get together and bind together. And say, God, I refuse to let tomorrow be like Monday was. I refuse to let Wednesday be like Tuesday was today. Because what you did on Sunday night was very different. It was very unique. There wasn't message. But God proved to us by the power and the word that he's still the miracle worker. He's still the deliverer. I know for a fact that there was 2 miracles happened Sunday night. And then Bishop gave the word, said, this is a new beginning. This is the hour of new beginnings. Brother Phillips preached it in January. I went back and referenced it. It was in January. He told his church, he said, there's something coming in the future that will rock this city, that it'll start an apostolic temple, and from there, it will carry throughout the city of Houston. I believe that tonight. I'm ready for God to take Orla McLean and transform me into where every day is a brand new day. I'm not going to let tomorrow be as what it was today. Tomorrow there's going to be somebody I'm going to have an opportunity to pray for. Tomorrow I'm going to have the opportunity to give somebody a positive word. My last scripture, going back to a very familiar verse, Colossians. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted, built up in him. Rooted. Look at your neighbor, tell him. You thought you knew. Ha ha, caught some of you. We got to be rooted and built up in him. Established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Anybody have a rough day? Raise your hand, it's okay. We're being human, we're being honest. Some of you start laughing, somebody raise their hand. You had a rough day? Tell your neighbor, I had a rough day. But it was a day of new beginnings. Hello? It was a day of new beginnings. Because that means something's going right when everything looks like it's going wrong. I had a rough day, but today, tomorrow's going to be better than today. And if it's worse than what it was today, then guess what? It'll be a better day because it was a worse day. That means something's going right. I've made up my mind. I'm part of the new beginning. And that's all. Well, some of you looked like you're about to pass smooth out right now. See, we just had a Tuesday night, first Tuesday night after that first night of new beginnings. We had a first night, and Pastor just kind of talked a little bit, talked about it. I want us to get a hold of it, church. I'm asking you to get a hold of it. When you leave home tomorrow, make up in your mind, who can I witness to? Who can I talk to, God? Who can I give an uplifting word to? The most unexpected places where you can impact people is going to come to be. And it's going to happen as soon as you're ready for it to happen. Make up in your mind, God, I'm ready. Let's get ready for Sunday. What God's going to do. Amen? Amen? Let's mingle around and tell somebody something good. That means you can get up. Church is dismissed.